Chapter 1. 6 months before.
Picture this.
Mark removed the phone from her hand and set it on the oak coffee table. He wrapped an arm gently around her back and pulled her into him. She let herself be comforted. Outside, darkness had begun to fall and the streetlights were starting to flicker orange. The air had had a hint of cold to it when she'd got off the tube 30 minutes ago, and she'd realized that the weather had lost its summery edge. Autumn was on its way.
"Tomorrow, you go into work and hand in your notice. No, wait," he continued as she began to object. "That job is not doing you any good. It's making you ill. And Emma, it's not worth it. It really isn't."
The idea was a tempting one. Telling her new manager exactly where he could stick his tightened procedures and increased profit margin, and leaving it all behind. Nothing had been the same since Terry started at the 5-star Central London Hotel a year ago. Many colleagues who had been friends for nearly 10 years Emma had been there had left, and the atmosphere had changed. Her anxiety, kept in check for years, had risen up as if it had never left in the first place, but had simply been dormant, like a virus waiting to attack the minute she got low. She didn't feel like herself anymore. Her childhood had been plagued by illness, first a stint in the neonatal intensive care unit, then childhood leukemia, aged 11, and it had taken her years to regain her physical and mental strength. Her 20s had been marred by health anxiety and irritable bowel syndrome that still flared from time to time. When she'd first met Mark, she'd still been a little feeble, a shadow of the woman she was now. But she'd changed in recent years, feeling stronger, more resilient, more determined. She'd finally felt as if she'd stepped into herself, the self she was meant to be, confident, calm, and almost completely capable. Then Terry had arrived.
"But what would we?
She said.
"That's the best bit. We'll put this flat on the market. Did you know there's one down the road that went for 800,000 last week?"
"You're joking."
The flat, on a busy road in Muswell Hill, was created within what had used to be a Victorian terrace. There were three in all. Theirs was on the second floor. Mark had bought it 30 years ago for under £200,000, and although they'd known it must have increased in value, that sort of money seemed ridiculous. She looked at the slightly dated decor, the worn wooden floors.
I know. Inflation, eh?" he said, giving her another squeeze. "But listen, there's more. One of the benefits of my being an old man, as you always so politely call me, is that I can actually take early retirement. Seriously early retirement. I mean, it wouldn't be a fortune at 50, but it's possible. I spoke to John, the accountant at work, and I was already thinking of saying to you, well, why don't we just chuck it all in and do something completely different?"
"Okay."
She wasn't quite sure where the conversation was heading, but what about, we want to have a... She trailed away, not wanting to say it. They'd been trying for 6 months now and nothing was happening. Perhaps Mark had assumed they'd never get pregnant, that they wouldn't need money to support a growing child.
"If we sell the flat," he said,
his voice so upbeat and excited that he seemed not to realize he hadn't given her much of a clue as to what he was talking about.
"We can take the equity, and let's face it, I've had a mortgage since the dark ages, so it's almost all equity, and just go for it."
"Go for it," she said, pulling away from him and fixing her eyes on his face. Their eyes met, and she gave a watery smile.
"Mark, you're not making any sense. Go for what?"
He laughed.
"Move to France, buy a chateau, live the dream, of course."
She'd never guffawed before, to her knowledge, but she let out an enormous one now.
"Very funny."
"What?
Can you imagine?" she said. "Us."
Her smile faded a little, looking at his serious expression.
"Really?
I've been thinking about it all day. We could go to France, buy a chateau, decorate it, and run a wedding venue. You know, like you said that time."
She laughed at the idea and lifted a hand to the side of his face.
"Mark, you idiot. I know I talk about that sort of thing when we watch Escape to the Chateau, but..."